C plus 8. 10 Downing Street, London, England. William Godfrey's invitation for a Fiori Frontieri delegation to attend the recently announced top-level GSC summit left Prime Minister John Cole feeling decidedly suspicious. He had by now been looped in on the cometary threat, but the feeling that something wasn't right wouldn't leave him. Cole's paranoid tendencies had been coming to the fore too often and too acutely for Jack Neal's liking as of late, and he had even privately expressed to Jack his doubts that the comet was real. Jack responded to Cole more firmly than usual upon hearing these doubts, insisting that people he trusted on a personal level, including several high-ranking Chinese officials with little love for either Slater or Godfrey, had already independently observed and verified the existence of Comet Conte Abate. "Something's still not right," was Cole's stubbornly suspicious reply. "And why the hell haven't you got anything on this Trey Myers guy yet? How did he know where and when that satellite was going to fall? He's with Ford and McCarthy, and they're with Fiori, so this is obviously all linked. Why aren't you doing your bloody job and finding that damn link?" Jack didn't have much of a comeback to this. It was obvious that the motley crew in Birchwood, Colorado knew something he didn't. What troubled Cole most of all was the possibility that Godfrey and Slater were in on it too, as such a situation could quickly make him look like an idiot left out in the cold by the self-appointed political masters of the English-speaking world. The Prime Minister's global frustrations were heightened by an increasingly difficult situation at home, where Diane Logan had gained significant support in her opposition to Cole and was now being widely encouraged to mount a formal leadership challenge which he knew he would struggle to survive. He needed something big, and he needed it fast. In uncharacteristically blunt terms, Jack had already shot down one all-or-nothing idea Cole proposed as a way of turning the situation on its head in a desperate attempt to stay in power. That idea had been sidelined for now, but Cole's patience was running thin. "I'm doing everything I can to find everything there is to find," Jack said, feeling the heat. "But Trey Myers hasn't said anything remotely interesting since our man planted the bugs on Thursday. The internal bugs are in place on both levels of the house, and between those and the external bugs, we have full coverage. We've heard every word he's said since they were planted. I can show you a transcript if you like. But there's been absolutely nothing to report. As soon as there is, you'll hear about it, boss." Cole, as unimpressed as he was desperate, stared a hole through Jack. "Well, you better bloody hope you've got something worth telling me soon," he boomed, the words dripping with menace. "Because my arse isn't the only one on the line here, Jackie boy. Don't forget that."